Rocking the Lakes and Mountains, 104.9 The Hawk. Joining us on the phone right now, award-winning actor, director, producer, writer, recording artist, Horseman. He's one of the Hollywood's most recognizable figures whose accomplishments in TV, film, and stage would take a lot more time than we have allotted here. So let's make the most of what we have. The one and only Mr. William Shatner. Mr. Shatner, thank you so much for taking some time with us to spend here in New Hampshire. We appreciate
it. Well, it's my pleasure. I'm coming to town on May 18th, and I'm looking forward to being there, and I'm looking forward to meeting you.
You're going to be at the Capitol Center for the Arts. William Shatner live on stage. First, we're going to watch Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, and then a Q&A afterwards.
I mean, isn't that an interesting premise? You play the film, everybody enjoys the film, and then the actor in the film walks out. And in this case, the film was made 50 years ago, so the shock of seeing me, people die. There have been many cases of people needing water.
It sounds like it's going to be a great time. I'm sure a bunch of fans will be there.
But hopefully more than just fans, people who will enjoy the movie and then want to laugh and discuss what they saw or anything else for that matter.
There's so much more to you than just Star Trek, so I don't even know where to begin. But as far as Wrath of Khan goes, in your opinion, what is it about Wrath of Khan that made it so important and iconic to the Star Trek universe?
Well, the most important thing was that with the disappointment of the first Star Trek movie, which was called The Movie, it was disappointing. It was, you know, fairly good and ultimately made money, but it was viewed as a disappointment, and everybody thought, well, that's the end of the Star Trek movies. And I go into some detail about the reason The Wrath of Khan was made. Ultimately, it was made, and it was received very well, but it was also viewed as the opening salvo of a whole spate of Star Trek movies.
Total of 7 altogether, the Star Trek movies.
Right. So. But they kept, Paramount was so nervous about making another movie after one would be completed, they would destroy the sets because they didn't want to pay for the storing of them. And every time they renewed another movie, they had to rebuild all the sets.
Now, if they just saved some of that stuff, your friends from American Pickers could have, you know, picked that and made some money with that somewhere, right?
That's a good one. I haven't heard that one, Zong.
Hey. Now, with that being said, do you still own the home? I believe it was in Tennessee that Frank and Mike from American Pickers helped decorate.
I have a second home in Kentucky.
It's Kentucky, okay.
That a room of which they gave us a lot of artifacts that... and the room looks great. Yes, indeed, we do have it and treasure it.
You had that big millstone they put out back as well.
Hey, you watched that.
Of course I did.
The whole thing, the whole property 100 years ago was a place where they milled corn and all the stuff that they were growing. And there's a stream running by the property. So there's all these remnants of a whole social gathering where farmers would come and the stone would turn and grind their grain, and then they'd celebrate and go off. And it was a renowned place that, after they didn't need to use water to mill, then fell into disrepute.
Right. I know that you discovered that the markings on the stone, you can determine what they were made for and who the artist was.
Yeah, exactly. The history of those states, I'm talking to you from California,
right,
which is, by comparison, very new. But the history of the eastern states is written in the ground. It's remarkable.
So what I did was, on Facebook, I asked our fans of the radio station if they had any questions for you. Stephanie says you're an Outlander fan, and she wants to know if you've seen season 3 yet, and what do you think about it?
I haven't had time to look at it yet. What I do is feast on those things, put a day aside and look at the shows that I want to do. So I haven't seen too much of it this season.
So you heard it here first, people. William Shatner binge-watches TV like all of us.
Exactly.
T.J. Hooker, how about a reboot with everything going on? Joe asked that question.
I don't think that's in the works. You know, the years go by, and the legs stiffen up. And where I used to jump across
the front of the cars, I know.
Police cars, right? Like, stand in front of a car and push it back. Can't do that anymore. I don't think that's in the books for T.J. Hooker. Although maybe I would play an officer standing behind a desk and sending people out. Maybe that would work.
When you come to New Hampshire on, well, to New England for that matter, on May 6th, that will not be your first time. Sorry, on May 18th, that will not be your first time here, because you are also the commencement speaker, I believe, for the New England Institute of Technology. The
That's
commencement?
Exactly right. I'm coming there with a great expectation. I'm looking forward to meeting the people at the school.
Well, one of our listeners, Jackie, she's a graduate. She's going to be there, so she asked that question. So she wanted to know if you were excited about coming.
I am. I'm going to talk about change and how things are changing so rapidly, and mm-hmm. how the degree you have in your hand today, the job itself might not be there 5 years from now. And you have to be prepared for that. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of the gist of what I'm going to say.
Back to the antiques. This is from Brooke.
You talking about me?
I'm talking about you. Not directly, sir.
Not directly.
No. Brooke wants to know what your favorite antique that you have in your home is and why.
There's a pie holder that I'd never heard of. I mean, why would you have a pie holder? Mm-hmm. But apparently, to allow the pies to cool off. So we're using it as a storage thing where we put papers and stuff. It's good for a laugh.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's also part of that American Pickers show that we talked about earlier.
I tell you, I've done a lifetime of work in front of the public, and when that show aired, I never had so much response, nor people talk about it for years later.
No kidding. Justin is a huge fan of you when you were on Boston Legal and The Practice, and he wants to know, when you sat on the roof with James Spader on Boston Legal,
yeah.
A, did you really drink scotch? B, because it's one of his favorite moments ever on television, were those conversations you guys had.
How wonderful. Tell him I really appreciate that. And also tell him that actors work off of lines that are written, and if you take one drink, you're already beginning to forget what the words are. And in over a day of shooting, like 12 hours of shooting, you'd be falling off the chair drunk by the time it was all over. So no, it was tea, and the cigars were real, and every so often we'd get sick from the cigar smoke.
Oh, no kidding.
There was more than one occasion where they'd say, light the cigar, okay, ready, roll, and then we're in the middle of the scene, something goes wrong, they cut, we got to fix this, the cigar goes out, now they say, all right, we're ready again, now you light the cigar again, you're puffing to get it ready, and by the 20th time you do that, it's aversion therapy.
We're talking with the legendary William Shatner, who's coming to the Capitol Center for the Arts May 18th. Tickets are on sale right now through ccanh.com and also at the Capitol Center box office. Were there any storylines that you wanted to explore with Star Trek that you never got to do?
Well, I had a good one for one of the Star Treks that I wanted to direct, that I directed. And the one-line outline would be Star Trek goes in search of God. So we go look into the heavens for God and find the devil. And so I proposed that storyline and met all kinds of resistance because they kept saying, we may alienate somebody by saying this is God and it's not somebody else's God. So making the universal God was very difficult.
Okay, fair enough. Christy, she wants to know if you've ever thought about running for a political office. And if so, how about 2020?
How about 2020?
The year 2020, yeah.
Oh, the year 2020. I'll be very happy just to be alive in 2020. No political office for me. First of all, I'm a Canadian, and I'm living under the good graces of America here for the last many years, but I never forget that I'm a guest.
A biker, a football player, a boxer, and the captain of a starship walk into a country.
Right. It's for sale.
Better late than never. What was the creative commencement of that series?
Well, from what I understand, there's a Korean show, mm-hmm. which the title translates into Flowers for My Grandfather. What that has to do with the show, I have no idea, but that was the way it goes. And so somebody came to NBC and said, let's adapt it, and they got the four of us. You never know. I've got two albums coming out this year. I got a Christmas album and a country music album, which I'm about to make in the next 3-4 weeks. And And I'm looking at them thinking, I wonder if this is going to go. I think the Christmas album is going to be incredible. And I'm rehearsing for myself the country music album, and I'm thinking, these are great songs. This should be two great albums, but you don't know, and you never know until the audience tells you by their acceptance whether what you're doing is any good or not. And that's the way A Better Late Than Never was. Who would think, as you pointed out, all these divergent people
right.
together and having an experience, would it work? And after the first season, we knew it would. We had a season last year, and we've been picked up for this year.
You know, you put Captain Kirk and the Fonz in Asia, it's bound to be a hit. Bound to be a hit. Hey, listen, I know we're very short on time here. We only have about 60 seconds left. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Of course, William Shatner live on stage at Capital Center for the Arts in New Hampshire, downtown Concord. Tickets on sale at ccanh.com, Capital Center box office.
We all watch Wrath of Khan.
Right.
And then after the movie, I'll come out and we'll have a great deal of fun.
Sounds like a blast, Bill. Can I call you Bill? Can I tell my friends?
Please.
All right. I get to call Mr. Shatner Bill. That's great. Thank you so much, Bill, for joining us. We do appreciate your time. You're a very busy man and look forward to actually meeting you on May 18th.
I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, sir.